From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Behe reporting the Trump administration has expelled 15 Cuban diplomats to protest Cuba's failure to protect U.S. diplomats at their embassy in Havana, where at least 22 have been sickened following mysterious attacks. Heather Doward is a State Department spokesperson.
That decision was made due to Cuba's inability to protect our diplomats in Havana, as well as ensure equity in the impact of our respective operations.
Doward said the Cuban diplomats have 7 days to leave.
Until the government of Cuba can ensure the safety of our diplomats in Cuba, our embassy will be reduced to emergency personnel to minimize the number of diplomats at risk of exposure to harm.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the U.S. continues to maintain diplomatic ties with Havana, reestablished in 2015 under the previous Obama administration. He said the U.S. will cooperate with Havana as the investigation into these attacks continues. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez responded, saying the decision represents a regression of bilateral relations. He said Tuesday's expulsion is a purely political act and benefits those who want to derail the ability of both countries to improve relations. He's accused Washington of failing to cooperate in the investigation. Explosive devices were thrown at the homes of two opposition Ugandan lawmakers late Monday that the targeted lawmakers say was linked to the heated debate in Parliament on changing the Constitution to extend the rule of President Yoweri Museveni. There were no injuries. A law was introduced in Parliament Tuesday to change the age limit, with most of the opposition either barred from the proceedings or who stayed away in protest. Mr. Museveni has ruled the country since 1986. At 73, he would be ineligible to seek another term in 2021. The constitutional age limit for office is 75. This is VOA News. Spain's King Felipe Tuesday denounced Catalonia's independence drive. In a rare televised address, the king said the regional Catalan government illegally proclaimed independence, breaching the country's constitution and the law recognizing and protecting its historic institutions and autonomy. He appealed for Spanish unity. Monash University Spanish professor Carlos Uxe says there were also things the king left unsaid.
He did not call to have more conversations between the two parties. He did not mention that the majority of Catalans want a referendum. And in my view, he really did not add anything new.
Tuesday, tens of thousands took to the streets of Barcelona protesting Sunday's police crackdown in an attempt to disrupt the referendum. Hundreds were injured. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told a Senate hearing Tuesday the U.S. under the right conditions will stay inside the Iran nuclear agreement, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA.
If we can confirm that Iran is living by the agreement, if we can determine that this is in our best interest, then clearly we should stay with it.
His comments come ahead of President Trump's decision, which must come by October 15th, whether to certify to Congress Iran is complying with the international deal. The Australian girlfriend of alleged mass shooter Stephen Paddock has returned to the U.S. from the Philippines. Mara Lou Denley of Australia remains a person of interest following Sunday's attack from a hotel room overlooking a country music concert in which nearly 60 were killed and hundreds wounded. Las Vegas is a key tourist site. Many have noticed a change in the mood following the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history.
The thing we noticed is we were supposed to go on a helicopter tour the day after, which got cancelled, and there was quite a somber mood around.
The mood is very somber. It's not as excited as usual. It's very low-key.
It's a bit more somber than it was the first day we got here before everything happened, and it seemed a bit eerie maybe the day after the shooting. It was very quiet, more quiet than it had been usually during the day. But still very fun. It's a beautiful place.
The city helped generate more than $35 billion for Southern Nevada last year, hosting more than 40 million visitors. The French Parliament has adopted an anti-terrorism measure that would bolster police surveillance powers and make it easier to close mosques and other places of worship suspected of preaching hatred. A rights group denounced the measure as restrictive of the rights to worship, assembly, privacy, and expression. Former Iraqi president and Iraqi Kurdish leader Jalal Talabani Tuesday died at a Berlin hospital at age 83. The U.S. said it was deeply saddened by his death. U.S. stocks posted more record highs Tuesday, the benchmark Dow Jones closing at 22,641, partly because of robust U.S. auto sales. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.